I'm back. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. Welcome to the Performance Project and getting to the other side of fear. So you can use fear to power tools in order to overcome some fear and mental blocks. You can read books and consult sports psychologists, and you can have mantras. You can gain control over your thoughts. A degree of nervousness is, of course, a good thing. It can help you rise to the occasion, get fired up, and is really necessary to perform at a high level. It's when that nervousness is channeled into the fear cycle instead of used constructively that it starts to get in the way. As we get older, we often become progressively more anxious about what could happen, imagined failures, spooks, falls, and impending injuries. This is simply because we're accumulating experience and not fully processing emotions as they come up. It can also be because we feel an increased sense of responsibility for others in our lives as we get older. The more we focus on the nerves and the anxiety, the stronger they can become. And the more our friends and instructors try to talk us out of our quote-unquote irrational fear, the stronger it becomes. What you resist truly does persist. Something I've learned, though, is that there's another aspect to performance skills, aside from the mental component, that's often misunderstood and overlooked. It is true that our thoughts cause our emotions. Like we've talked about before, if you can catch your thoughts and change them, you can change your emotions. If, however, your nervous system has become overly sensitive to certain things, it'll kick in almost before there's any time for intentional thoughts. You'll have a physiological reaction before there's time to intercept it with a thought. This is your nervous system working. It's your nervous system doing just what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be an alarm system that keeps you safe. Only if it's being triggered when there's no real danger, it can keep you from enjoying your riding and achieving your goals. This is why we riders are in such a pickle. Every day, we are doing something that is inherently risky. We are hanging out with and riding around on 1,200-pound animals that not only have minds of their own, but also have emotions of their own. There's always a degree of unpredictability and danger when we're working with horses. It's that simple. We have to constantly be making decisions. Is my fear red light fear that I should really listen to because there's an actual danger here? Or is my fear green light fear that I should actually move through and overcome? There are some very fine lines in there, and I want to make it really clear that what we're talking about here is green light fear, the kind that will benefit you and your horse for you to work through. Not red light fear that is actually telling you to stop because there's real danger. Often we're dealing with scenarios that are not so black and white as this. This is why having friends and trusted trainers is so important, and why it's vital that we check our egos at the barn door. You have got to be willing to trust your gut if it tells you that there's danger on any given day. You've also got to be able to decipher when your fear is being triggered by your own beliefs and thoughts rather than by actual danger. Okay, so this is our job here as riders. We've got to learn to decipher when our fear is being triggered by our own beliefs and our thoughts rather than by actual danger. Riders often describe having emotional and physiological responses to situations that seem way over the top out of proportion to what is actually happening. Okay, and this is one indicator that you're dealing with green light fear instead of red light fear. If you are just over the top afraid of something that is actually very minor, then that is most likely green light fear. That means you can forge ahead and there's likely not a very high degree of danger. So no matter how many people tell you that it's okay when you're in that high state of alarm, they can tell you there's nothing real to be afraid of. They can tell you that your horse is fine, that there's nothing to worry about. But what you'll find is that the fear or the anxiety persists. So some of the examples of this might be that your heart rate goes up whenever your instructor tells you to prepare to canter. Maybe you hold your breath and your heart skips a beat when you think about going down center line at a show. Maybe you hit the mane in fetal position when your horse flicks an ear. Or maybe you spook every time car tires crunch down the driveway while you're riding. Instead of trying to talk yourself out of this kind of fear, you actually want to acknowledge it and observe it. Have a bring it on, I can handle it reaction instead of an oh my God, I can't handle it reaction. And by it, I don't mean whatever you're afraid of. By it, I mean the feeling of fear itself. Instead of fighting and judging and trying to push through your fear, your job is to pause, breathe, and observe. I have riders use something I call the fear cycle. This is a way of noticing and identifying your nervous system response to a given situation, and it works so incredibly well. So let's say you feel yourself go up on a scale of 1 to 5, okay? 1 being just a little kind of butterflies, 5 being I want to get the hell out of here. Okay, let's say you feel yourself go up to a 4 every time you pass the scary end of the arena. Instead of focusing entirely on keeping control of your horse and on what your horse is doing and trying not to be anxious, I invite you to halt or walk and ask yourself where you're at on that scale. Turn your focus inward and breathe. Go through the process of identifying and observing your emotion. You'll feel yourself go down to a 1 or a 2 after a minute or two. Then proceed and repeat whatever it is that triggers your fear. Pause and breathe and observe. You're basically training your nervous system to process fear so that it does not get stuck there and interfere with your ability to be present and ride well. You will be amazed by how quickly you start to feel the fear in little waves instead of a disempowering freeze. This is not about horse training. You will not interfere with your horse's training if you choose to pause or halt or walk intentionally. And sometimes your horse will be in a state of alarm as well. It's okay. It's okay to pause or halt or walk. You are not letting yourself off the hook or being a wimp when you take the time to do this work. Your inner critic will go at you with a lot of old messages. It'd be great if you can get your trainer or an instructor on board to help you with this. Some trainers will be delightfully receptive and they want to learn. Others will not, and that's okay. You can do this on your own or with help as long as you've determined that your fear is based on a trigger and is not actually happening because you're in danger or should be afraid. So I encourage you to play with this fear scale. The next time you're riding and you feel yourself go up, you feel your level of alarm rise, ask yourself, 1 to 5, where are you on that scale? Ask yourself, where in your body are you feeling that fear or that anxiety? Pause, breathe, observe, repeat. Okay? Have fun with it.